the chair for the hearing panel today for this application. My role in the department, I'm a business support manager in the Planning Commission's and Lean team, which is a national team, and we look after commissions related aspects and support our operational side of the business. I'll let my panel introduce themselves. I'll start with Mattia to my right, but firstly I'll introduce his role today. Mattia is here as a translator for the panel and to support both Libby and I and those people who are taking notes today. So I'll hand over to you, Mattia, and then the rest of the panel to introduce yourselves.
A tēnā tātai pūhārangi o homairangi rua miturangi tāngi tapu mau ke tapu urui ka rangi tapu atua matua ka noho ia wai heke tua ka puti waho o rakauri tāna ko ngāto rairangi me hia kea atua matua ka noho ia okare ka roa ka puti waho ko hau mai tawhiti tāna ko tamate kapua ko te takere nui tēnei ko tai mai ki a koutou e me hia kea na ki a tātanga. Kia ora.
Ina mana, ina mana, ina mana, ina mana, tēnā kāwhi katoa. Ko Peanga Tangu Maunga, ko Kiritau Tangu Awa, no Tokuna Te Aho. E kaimahi ahau mō Te Kapa Atawhai, ko Libby O'Brien, tako ima. Kia ora koutou, my name is Libby O'Brien. I work for the Department of Conservation and I'm a statutory manager, so I have a bit of oversight over statutory matters, including concessions, provisions and those sorts of things. It's great to be here.
Mārini koutou, tāho tōku whae uri no Mātio, tāho tōku karawa ki uri no Tūwhare Tōki Kaore, Mātio ni tiki mo reira, tēnā mihi kia koutou. My name is Paul Woolbrook, I'm a Strategic Relationship Manager for Central North Island, and I'm here to support my colleagues in the Hamilton and the community.
Thanks, Tim. I'd also like to introduce and acknowledge other DOC staff members who are here. So we have Anita and Lisa and Tanzim down the back there with us in the room. We also have beaming in, not that you can see them, and I can just see little bubbles here, not their faces, but Karina Evans is the permissions advisor for this application. Karina is based in Christchurch, and so rather than her coming here today, we are beaming her in. We also have a number of other permissions advisors around the country who are listening in to us today. DOC doesn't have a huge number of hearings, and so as a commissions advisor, sometimes it's hard to get lots of experience in how these things run. So a good opportunity for them to listen in today. I also am aware that Damien Coates may be joining us at some point today. So Damien is going to be the decision maker on this application. He doesn't have a role as such in the hearing today, so he won't be here to ask questions. He may or may not attend for some or most of it, but just as an observer and to gain context. The hearing is open to the public, which of course also is open to the media. I'm not sure we have anyone here on media today, but it is a hearing that is open to members of the public. We are also recording the hearing today. So as I explained before, we have Mattia here for a translation, and so in the event that either our technology or our note-taking or anything lets us down, we'll have a record that we can go back to. Equally, I'd like to acknowledge our representatives here from the applicant and our submitters and their supporters who are here in the room. So thank you for being with us. Just briefly, I will outline the application. So the first thing that I just want to clarify is that when the application was notified, it was notified as an application from Sky Play Ventures Limited. The application itself is now on behalf of Sky Play Ventures Limited and Tauhara North Number 2 Trust. Just take these off so that I can see. So what is being proposed is a zipline tour. The zipline network consists of 5 zipline runs zigzagging down the Waikato River between elevated platforms. What is important for us to note on the Department of Conservation and our Minister's role in this is that only part of the entire project is proposed to be located on public conservation land. And so that is, there's three launching and landing platforms, five runs of zip-lined wires, four new access and maintenance tracks, and then the associated guiding and filming activity. So we're not here looking at every aspect of the application, of the entire project, because it's not on the conservation land. So in that regard, of course, DOC, in a separate role, does have our role in RMA advocacy. And so as we understand it, the project requires consent from a number of agencies, including the Department of Conservation, but equally a resource consent for the whole project from the Otago District Council. So the application obviously was notified several months ago. The department received 58 submissions in total. Of those, 51 in support, 6 were opposed and 1 were neutral. And all of those submissions will be considered throughout the process and will ultimately be considered by Damien when he makes his decision on the application. Where else are we going? So as I said before, the hearing today is held in public. There may be members of the team joined throughout. Damien may pop in. We have Matthias here to support us. The idea for the hearing is that it is relatively informal. So a hearing under the Conservation Act doesn't involve cross-examination of any submitter. In that regard, much like you might see under an RMA or a court process. There will be an opportunity at the end of today, as you'll see in the agenda, for the applicant to respond to any submissions and to clarify any points. They may want to propose solutions if there's any misunderstandings that they'd like to outline at that point. That's absolutely fine. Our role here as a panel today is as representatives of the Director General of Conservation. So DOC has a role essentially in advising the Minister. And so the role that Damien plays is as a delegate of the Minister of Conservation, whereas myself and the panel sit here today as delegates of the Director General of Conservation, which is Lou Sampson. So there is quite a difference in our roles here today. The other part that it's important, for those who are quite familiar with RMA hearings, as I said, this isn't a hearing that will get to an outcome like an RMA hearing would. So Damien being the decision maker, it is our role here to make a recommendation to him on whether or not submissions should be accepted and to what regard, or to make any recommendations around further information that he might like to see to make this decision. And so it is not the role of this panel here today to make a decision as to what the outcome of the application will be, nor do we sit here with the benefit of understanding what DOC's full view on the application may be. So the application itself has been notified and submissions have been received. So what I can't do sitting here today is say, well, yes, the application might be approved like this, or actually, no, the application might be declined in its entirety. So there is, as yet, no formal DOC completed assessment of the application. I understand that engagement with our treaty partners, again, has not yet been completed, and there isn't an outcome to that. And so, therefore, there is no formal DOC view on this application. So I guess also important to note is that, so as part of that, so DOC is still completing assessments around ecological matters, landscape matters, etc. And that, of course, also includes our engagement with our treaty partner through this process in accordance with our Section 4 obligations. So while we do see iwi and your hapū here today presenting submissions, that is absolutely not the only avenue, and nor is it the primary avenue for our treaty partners to engage with us on this application.